Even more questions for the White House on Lisa Brady, Fox News. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre again referring reporters to White House lawyers or the Justice Department when pressed on how classified documents ended up in the president's home, including some from his time in the Senate.
I will let the statement of the president stand for itself. I'm just not going to go into a rabbit hole, down a rabbit hole with you on this.
She also wouldn't say whether President Biden was aware the documents have now been found at the Pence home in Indiana.
An attorney for former Vice President Mike Pence notified the National Archives after a small number of documents bearing classified markings were discovered in Pence's home last week. The attorney says the documents were inadvertently boxed and transported to the home, and Pence was unaware of their existence. FBI agents collected the documents from Pence's residence.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. His attorney says Pence engaged with outside counsel to review his records after classified documents were found at President Biden's home. Google is being sued by the federal government and eight states accused of monopolizing digital advertising products.
We alleged that Google has used anti-competitive, exclusionary, and unlawful conduct to eliminate or severely diminish any threat to its dominance over digital advertising technologies.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says Google now controls the main digital tools used to sell or buy ads on websites and the exchange that runs auctions to match buyers and sellers of online ads. The company is already facing several other antitrust lawsuits. A bipartisan appeal to ramp up Ukraine's offense.
Ukrainians can win if they have the tools that are necessary, beginning with tanks.
Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal alongside South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham after a recent trip to Ukraine. The Pentagon not confirming reports the U.S. will send Abrams tanks. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
No decision yet from a judge in Georgia on releasing a special grand jury report about possible election interference by former President Trump.
Fulton County Superior Court Chief Judge Robert McBurney listened to arguments on both sides. The county's chief senior DA, Donald Wakefield, argued to the judge the only person who needs to see it
is you as a supervising judge, except in this case, where it was also the district attorney.
Because the DA must determine if those findings can be shared. Thomas Clyde, who has argued for media access to the report, says it should be released now, adding there's no more veil of secrecy.
That special purpose grand jury has issued a report, and the jurors themselves have asked for it to be published.
Judge McBurney says he will give notice before any decision.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, that grand jury making recommendations to a prosecutor in Atlanta. An apology and an excuse at a Senate hearing on the ticket industry.
While Taylor Swift fans outside the Capitol haven't shaken off their anger towards Ticketmaster, inside Live Nation President Joe Berchtold tells the Senate Judiciary Committee that a surge in bot attacks led to issues with ticketing for an upcoming tour.
The attack requires to slow down and even pause our sales.
Berchtold says that all-in pricing, which includes taxes and fees, is a way to make the industry more competitive. Meanwhile, SeatGeek CEO Jack Gretzinger says Live Nation has too much control.
This power over the entire live entertainment industry allows Live Nation to maintain its monopolistic influence over the primary ticketing market.
He believes Congress should break up the 2010 merger between Live Nation and Ticketmaster.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. On the witness stand for a third day in federal court, Elon Musk, accused in a class action lawsuit of misleading Tesla investors with a tweet. He says he had no ill motive. And Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.